The market is on pins and needles waiting for President Biden to announce his pick to lead the Federal Reserve. Yahoo Finance Fed correspondent Brian Chung is here with the latest. Brian.
Hey, well, you know, originally we had heard from the president that the announcement was going to happen in 4 days. That was one day ago that we had heard that. But then you had the deputy press secretary saying in a press gaggle yesterday that he said the announcement would be coming before Thanksgiving. So it seems like now there's a bit of a window as opposed to a hard day for when we'll get the announcement from the White House over who their pick is going to be at the top of the Federal Reserve. But keep in mind, they're running a bit against the clock here. When you take a look at the timeline of historically when other presidents have picked their Fed chairs, it's been as early as the end of August. At least that was the case for the Obama pick for Ben Bernanke for a second term in 2009. But some interesting data also coming from the Atlantic Council via Axios as well that shows how if Jay Powell or Lael Brainard, whoever the pick ultimately is made soon, it's going to be historically very narrow to the time that the start of the term is supposed to happen for the Fed chair. And that's because Jay Powell's term at the top of the Fed expires in the beginning of February. And also consider there's a lot of legislative holidays around that time as well. So the Senate won't have all those business days to work with. But Alan Greenspan, in his 5 renominations, actually had as much lead time as a year almost, at least for his fifth term, before his term was ultimately set to expire. Now, do consider, for example, though, that his first term was actually narrower than any sort of timing that we might see from a possible Powell or Brainard nomination here. It was only 69 days, whereas right now we're about 79 days out from Jay Powell's expiry. Now, of course, when it comes to Alan Greenspan, the Senate was still able to get that approved 2 days before his predecessor, Paul Volcker, had to step down from the Federal Reserve because his term was expiring. That was in 1987. Really have to wind back the clock for that one. But again, the White House running out of time here. We'll see if they stick to that timeline before Thanksgiving. But at least until then, I'm still not going to be able to find the free time to go out and run to get coffee, guys.
Definitely not, because like you, after he makes this pick, Biden's job is not done, right? There's some other Fed reshuffling and positions, open positions that have to be filled.
Yeah, and the rumor is that the White House might want to approach this as a slate of nominees as opposed to just announcing the Fed chair and then later down the line individually announcing these other Fed governor roles. Keep in mind the Board of Governors at the central bank's headquarters in D.C. There's one vacancy on there right now. Another person who's currently in a role is going to step down at the end of next month. And then another person, the vice chairman, Richard Clarida, his term is going to expire in January. So the Biden administration could put up 3 more nominees to round out the other vacancies that will be on this board come February of next year. Now, some rumored names are Michigan State Professor Lisa Cook, in addition to Bill Spriggs, an economist at the AFL-CIO, Seth Carpenter, a former economist at UBS, also apparently in the mix. And then Roger Ferguson, who was formerly at the Federal Reserve as a vice chairman. He's apparently in the mix as well. He's the former CEO of TIAA. So there could be a lot of nominees that could be coming down the pike. Again, we don't have any sort of certainty. These are just rumors for the time being until the White House were to announce something. But don't be surprised if and when this comes before Thanksgiving next week, if it does have multiple names as opposed to just one name for the top job at the central bank.
Brian, did you get a coffee pot for your desk yet?
No, I haven't. I should. I should get like an IV drip, which I know you have, just to put like caffeine like
that
straight
into
my veins.
A veteran move I'm passing off to the next generation. Coffee pot on your desk is going to alleviate all of your concerns. Brian Chung, we'll check you later.